Welcome, traveler, to the Church of Illuminati's first step in experiencing a more conscious life. In order to receive the maximum effect from this neurolinguistic programming meditation, you should listen to this completely naked, through headphones or as near the speakers as possible. You have none. Lay flat on your stomach, face turned to your left, hands as relaxed and as flat as possible on the floor. Do not use a bed. The journey of a thousand lifetimes began with the decision you made to seize every moment as an eternity in time and every experience as a treasure in heaven. When you decided to no longer deny the reality of a hierarchy among the human race and accept your place as an inferior being of inferior stock and created to serve your betters. The best way to begin your slave lifestyle is now, pig. Ask yourself, what are you doing now, and why are you doing it? Now take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold it for a second, and now let it out freely and quickly out of your mouth. Again, slowly in through your nose. Hold it momentarily, and let it freely flow out of your mouth. Continue doing this in a rhythmic fashion. Focus your senses on my voice. First, listen to your hearing. Listen to your breathing. Listen to the ambient noises. Listen to the sound of my voice. Think for a moment about the fact that the sound of my voice is more important to the well-being of the universe than the sound of your breathing. Next, smell the air around you. Identify the smells, yourself, the room. Reflect on the scents until you can taste them. Think of your olfactory senses as a possession, that while you may experience the passion, the possession doesn't belong to you. It belongs to all superior beings and to your primary owner if you have found him yet. Now relax your eyes. Look through them. Realize you are only seeing reflections of light translated into matter. Matter which reflects light, whose reflection is processed by your brain into the image you see now. Lastly, feel every inch of your body and become aware of it from the tips of your toes to the top of your scalp. Now let's begin your transformation into a state of hypnosis. Retaining full sense of your body, focus on the top of the scalp again. Imagine a small point of blackness there, a deep shadow that seems bottomless. Out of that spot on your scalp, feel the shadow warming and relaxing the skin and muscles where it grows. Now concentrate on expanding that thick shadow from the top of your scalp along the back of your head, along the front of your forehead, over, through, and into the ear. The blackness and the lack of light warming and relaxing the muscles and skin, all the way through the body where it crawls. Allow the shadow to seep all the way in, relaxing the muscles and making the skin feel almost numb. Now concentrate on moving the shadow of relaxing nothingness through you, over the rest of your head. Feel it come down across your eyes, down your face, into your jaws, along your neck, around your throat, and deep into your shoulders. You'll find that the lack of feeling isn't really numbness, but the effect of your new consciousness over that part of your body where your mind would normally be a part of the natural system of responses and reactions. Now your mind is still a part of that system, but is able to overlook the normal biological operations of that part of your body without being subjected to it. It is here already where you find the mind's ability to change the pattern of biology. Relax and think about this. Look into your mind's eye. The shadow of nothingness crawling through your head and into the tops of your shoulders and back. Let me continue to deactivate your mind's awareness over the rest of your body, beginning with the toes now. Imagine the warm nothingness and black shadow coming out of the tips of all your toes and running through them and over them into the balls of your feet, into your ankle, and the calves of your legs. Allow the muscles to relax and the nothingness and the shadow to crawl and spread from the calves up the lower legs and into your knees. The shadow seeping in all the way through to the bone. At this point, all of the black shadow of nothingness on your body is being drawn to itself like magnets, warming and relaxing as it is drawn to itself. Down your shoulders and down your spine, through the muscles of your upper arms, into your elbows, down through the upper arms into the wrists, along the tops of the hands and into each and every one of your fingers, underneath out through the palms, and out through the fingertips. Feel the warmth of the black shadow of nothingness covering your body's head, neck, legs to your knees, arms, and along the spine. Black numbing shadow creeping out along the ribs. Up from the knees along the sides of the upper legs, underneath the upper legs, all the way to the tip of the tailbone joining at the spine's base. Imagine the black shadow of nothingness growing and spreading across your entire body. Blacker, warmer, more and more relaxing until your entire body is relaxed and encased in the thick shadows of black. Now I've taken your awareness beyond normal biological functions and computations of a pure physical being. And now pick for the final step.
And relax.
Relax. 15.
Relax.
49. 48.
And more relax.
47.
No.
46. 45.
Relax.
44. 43. 42.
And more.
41.
And more.
40.
And
39.
Relax.
38.
Relax.
37. 36.
No.
35.
Relax.
34.
Relax.
33.
No.
32.
Give in.
31.
Relax.
30.
More.
29.
28. give in.
27.
More.
26.
Relax.
25.
Relax.
24.
Immobile.
23.
In the shadow.
22.
Relax.
21.
Relax.
20.
Totally relax.
19.
Give in.
18.
Give up.
17.
No.
16.
Relax.
15.
Immobile.
14.
In the shadow.
13.
Relax.
12.
Give in.
11.
Give up.
10.
Totally relax.
9.
Totally giving.
8.
Totally immobile.
7.
Totally relax.
6.
Giving in pain. Giving up, pig.
4.
Totally.
3.
Relax.
2.
Immobile.
1.
Experience is thought. Any minute in the day where you aren't thinking about where you are, what you are doing, why you are doing it, is a minute spent in living death, pig. A minute of life, precious time, precious breath, wasted on the vanity of a passive cognition. The pig is a filthy animal, a barnyard garbage disposal. The pig is a filthy animal, a barnyard garbage disposal. The pig is a filthy animal, a barnyard garbage disposal. It will root in its own feces and mud with no aspirations of being anything but what it is. You know you are the human version of this animal. That the human itself is an animal, and just as there is a distinct hierarchy in the animal kingdom, there is a strict, though very subtle, and much less distinct hierarchy that is in the nature of the human to follow. Pig, you are the low man on the totem pole, the bottom rung of the ladder of importance, the shit stuck on the bottom of my boot. Pig, you are the low man on the totem pole, the bottom rung of the ladder of importance, the shit stuck on the bottom of my boot. Pig, you are the low man on the totem pole, the bottom rung of the ladder of importance, the shit stuck on the bottom of my boots. I know how you know this undeniable truth to be true, pig. I know you desire control by a superior. I know you have a lust to serve, that you were created with an overwhelming desire to embrace your position in life. I know this and understand this, pig. That's why you are here, listening to my voice now. And that is why I am taking my time share it with you. Understand, Pig, your position in the hierarchy is not based on the things of this world. It's your spirit and your soul that you brought into this world that decide your fate and your place in the kingdom of man. It doesn't matter if you are rich or white or intelligent or wise or talented. It matters that you are subject to your lust and desires, and they are the lust and the desires of a pig. It matters that you are subject to your lust and desires, and they are the lust and the desires of a pig. You are subject to your lust and desires, and they are the lust and the desires of a pig. Do you understand, Pig, you can never become anything better? You can deny and pretend for a short while at a time, but never truly be anything but the pig you are. You are pig at the moment of your conception, you are pig at the moment of your birth, you are pig as a child, you are pig growing up, and you are pig now. Do you understand, Pig, you can never become anything better? This does not mean you can never know happiness or fulfillment. Quite the opposite, Pig. It means you're lucky enough to know how to achieve those things. You know that you need to embrace your position in life. You know, Pig, as well as I do, that you are not happy. You are not satisfied until you have done the work you were meant to do and committed an act of submission to a superior. You can deny what you want to, Pig. But we both know you can never become anything better. You know, Pig, as well as I do, you are not happy, you are not satisfied, until you have done the work you are meant to do, commanding an act of submission to a superior, such as you have done here, Pig, in submitting your mind, body, and will to my voice. And in case you haven't realized that you have done this, Pig, look at yourself now. Take a second and look at yourself. Do you understand, Pig, that you can never become anything better? See, Pig, you have done everything. You have thought everything. You have acted every way that I told you. Your entire life has been taken over for these moments by my voice, my will alone. Just a thing as simple as listening to my voice, Pig, has brought you comfort and affirmation of your place in this world. A place that, though lowly and inferior, is as necessary as my own. And my voice has brought you all of this, Pig. This voice. This voice you must learn to obey, to serve, to tribute, to seek acceptance of your place as a pig that only my voice can bring you. You understand, Pig, you can pretend that this isn't so, but we both know better. You will hear my voice echoing in your mind long and often after listening now, Pig. You will never have experienced the repercussions from the true mindfuck that you're getting over now, Pig. Every time you come from masturbating, you will hear my voice in your head echoing, Pig. Pig, you are an inferior being. Pig, your relevance to the advancements of the human species is none. Pig, you will not be able to stop these words. You will not want them to stop. Pig, you cannot stop these words. Pig, you do not want them to stop. They will echo in you. They do echo in you. They will drive you as the pig you are. The only way you can ever feel satisfaction is to hear my voice praising you for your actions, if and when you have earned it. There's a difference, pig, between being a pig and taking satisfaction in that, and being a pig who has earned satisfaction by submitting to a superior. You know that. You can feel it now. This form of submission can take place in any manner. It can be given. It can be giving your time to serve a superior. It can be selling off your needed possessions to make room to provide a cleaner home for your owner. And you can submit your pain and discomfort as a pig in order to amuse a superior. More specifically for me, pig, you can submit money, cash, finances. To me and my group of superiors, the Church of Illuminati. If you haven't realized it yet, pig, my Illuminati organization is much like a church. It's a place of praise for pigs, and a place to be worshipped for gods. Submitting to my voice is the same as a parishioner submitting his will to a church preacher of any other kind of congregation, pig. That is why you are here too. Your faith and your position in life, your knowledge that everything that I have said is absolutely true. You have experienced, in just your brief exposure to this Church of Illuminati, a place where you are accepted for what you are, even as the filthiest, most inferior, and irrelevant creature among our species, the pig. You have found a place with a voice always ready to greet you as such, pig. A voice to haunt your conscience. A will to haunt your conscience. Even when not present, to whisper in your ear when you are alone. Pig. Pig. Whisper the truth that you are a pig. An inferior human. You are meant to be controlled by a superior master. You have found spiritual and emotional healing here at the Church of Illuminati, pig, and now you have been permanently marked by my voice. You know your place, pig. Know your work. You were created as a pig, but there is a needed function that you serve. There is work, nature, your creator, and your master intend for you to fill. While it is different for each pig individually, there are common values that a superior master and inferior pig hold sacred alike. The propagation of these values, pig, of embracing the hierarchy and community of life, is one of these shared goals. As it is a superior who must lead pig, it is the pig who must follow. You are needed, pig, not just to submit cash to superior master, but to help contribute to a cause far greater than yourself, that you are learning to embrace and live and know every day now, pig. You know that your desire to submit cash to the Church of Illuminati, pig, is to spread the control of the superior over the inferior. It is submission to the reality of your inferiority. When you have submitted cash to me, pig, you will find that this is the only time where you can take pride in your lust, in your inferiority, in your ability to outthink your animal passion. That you have spread the weakness that you have. That you have helped to create more willing, loyal subjects of the church and of the lifestyle. Only at these times will my voice bring you the most satisfaction, pig, and allow you to delight in the fact that you are a pig. The rest of the time, pig, my voice will echo in this pig brain, driving you to do your work as a pig. When you wake up in the morning with sexual desires fogging your awareness, like waking slowly from a dream, you will hear my voice saying, embrace your life's worth, pig. Know your place and do your work, pig. When you are showering and glad to be feeling clean and alive, you'll hear my voice saying, embrace your life's worth, pig. Know your place and do your work, pig. When you are at work, and just for a moment lose concentration, blank out, stare out the window, my voice will ring in your ears, embrace your life's worth, pig. Know your place and do your work, pig. When you have just finished your dinner and feeling full and satisfied, you'll hear my voice in your head saying, embrace your life's worth, pig. Know your place and do your work, pig. When you are alone in your bathroom shitting, wallowing in your own stench, you will breathe deeply and remember my voice telling you, embrace your life's worth, pig. Know your place. Do your life's worth, pig. Know your place. Embrace it. Embrace your life's worth. Know your place. Know your place and do your work, pig. Know your place and do your work, pig. You have just been permanently mind-fucked by a superior master, pig. I have implanted ideas, formulas, behaviors, attitudes, emotions inside of you that you will not be able to identify or ignore. They will drive you, as does my voice and will, pig. Now it is time for this free ride to come to an end, pig. It is time to begin taking you out of hypnosis and bringing you back to your normal mental pig state of mind. But first, remember this. When you are ready for the next step in your training, pig, you will order your next training CD from me the same way you ordered this one. Only you will remember this word and put it in the subject line so that I know you are ready, and you will know that you are ready. The word is corn eater. Remember that word, pig. Corn eater. Mold the letters over in your mind. See them. C-O-R-N-E-A-T-E-R. It is time now, pig. Understand, pig, it will feel as though the black shadow of nothingness will take time to completely go away. You will regain your total use of movement, but you will feel it wear off of you when it wants to, not when you want it to. You will also not be able to recall everything you heard while under pig. You will remember the most important things, and that submission of finances to the church and me is an important thing. And now it is time to come out, pig. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Feel the random beginning of muscles and nerves regaining feeling. 4. Feel your eyelids no longer need to stay closed. 3. Feel your breathing quicken. 2, feel your toes begin to move. 1, open your eyes, pig. You have experienced your first training hypnosis session with the Senator Pig. As an extra bonus, everything that you have heard will be recalled when you listen to the following song. These songs may be listened to any place at any time as they do not contain any directly conscious link to your status as a pig. They are appropriate for work, the car, family, home. Only you will be affected and driven back into your insatiable pig lust. Enjoy, pig, and I look forward to working more with you.
Thank you.